Hey there, Story Miners. Welcome once again to the Memoir Club, where everyday memories become unforgettable stories. So grab your favorite drink, open up that notebook, and settle in. I'm your host, Wayne Jordan, and today we're digging into a memory that just might surprise you. So let's get started. Good morning. Let me ask, where were you when Neil Armstrong took his first step on the moon? That moon landing was a watershed event, and millions of us boomers remember where we were and what we were doing when that happened. It was the kind of night that etches into your brain. Families gathered in living rooms, bar rooms went quiet, shoppers stopped to watch the scenes in storefront windows. When Neil Armstrong took that first step onto the lunar surface, it felt like the world held its breath. We were witnessing history in real time, an event that wasn't just a scientific achievement, but a singular moment that united an entire generation in wonder and possibility. Historical events are markers that tie our lives to the historical timeline. Think about it. What historical events mark your timeline? In Episode 7, we're talking about finding the historical events that framed our lives. For me, that's the moon landing, July 20th, 1969. We'll also hear from a listener wrestling with memoir writing fears, and I'll share a writing prompt to help you capture your own memorable events. As always, transcripts and resources are available at memoirclub.net. In the summer of 1969, I was 19. I was working in Ocean City, Maryland the whole season, playing in a rock and roll band with some friends. It was a heady time. Sun, sand, girls, music. I played 7 nights a week at the Beachcomber on the Coastal Highway at about 32nd Street. Today, I think it's a McDonald's. We'd play from 8 p.m. till 1 a.m., and then spend the rest of the night networking and partying with other musicians. We'd end up on the beach around dawn, and when it got too hot, we'd go back to our rooms, sleep till noon, and then get up and do it all over again. 69 was the summer of the beach, the moon landing, and Woodstock. It was the best summer of my young life. The 20th of July, the day of the moon landing, was a Sunday. The band skipped our 4 o'clock rehearsal on that day so we could watch the moon landing. Anyone with a TV was watching the landing. We watched from the Beachcomber's back office. Sadly, we missed Armstrong's 11 p.m. moonwalk because we were in the middle of a set, but we caught the replay during our next set break. No one said much while we watched. Even in replay, it felt unreal. A guy walking on the moon while we were standing there in bell bottoms and tank tops, sipping Cokes and eating chips. I just sat there eating absentmindedly, trying to wrap my head around it. And then the bass player said, "Well, I guess Star Trek's coming true after all." At the time, we laughed, but his remark has stuck with me. The moon landing was a landmark event. The world had changed, but our day-to-day lives rolled on. We had no idea that the information age was coming. Internet, cell phones, Wi-Fi, self-driving cars. In the 60s, that was all sci-fi stuff. All I cared about at the time was that the jukebox still worked, the surf still rolled in, and that we still had 2 more sets to play that night. Life didn't pause, it just kept moving. A little more unbelievable than it had the night before. cultural milestones like the moon landing resonate deeply because they unify us. We have those things in common. These moments weave personal memories into a collective memory. Most boomers can tell you where they were when JFK was shot, or Armstrong walked on the moon, or the Beatles were on Ed Sullivan's show, or during the Kent State shootings. When you write about such an event in your memoir, remember the following. Set the scene vividly. Describe where you were, who you were with, the look and the feel of your surroundings. Capture the emotional texture of the moment. How did it feel to witness something momentous, exciting, frightening, inspiring? Then show the ripple effects. How did the event change you, or your worldview, or your dreams? Remember, memoir isn't about recounting the facts everyone already knows. It's about exploring how those facts shaped you personally. Your unique perspective transforms history into a deeply relatable story. Historical events become powerful memoir material because they hold both universal significance and personal meaning. By sharing your emotional truths, you offer readers a connection point, a place to reflect on their own memories and experiences. The moon landing was a global event, but it's your personal perspective that makes it meaningful. Well, the jaunty accordion music tells me it's time for Listener's Mailbox. So let's dig in, see what we've got. This week's question comes from Clara in Omaha, who writes, I want to write my memoir, but I am terrified of hurting people's feelings. How do I tell the truth without causing pain? Well, Clara, that's one of the toughest parts of memoir writing, isn't it? And you're not alone in that sentiment. Here's my best advice. First, lead with compassion. Write from a place of empathy, even if you have bad feelings about the person. That doesn't mean excusing their actions. It means acknowledging their humanity. We all make mistakes. Secondly, own your perspective. Make it clear that these are your memories and your experience and your interpretation. Readers understand that memoir is subjective and filtered through your personal lens. Also, allow for complexity. Show people as complicated and flawed rather than simply heroes or villains. It's not all black and white. There's good and bad in everyone. They just manifest it differently. Nuance makes your writing more authentic and less likely to wound unnecessarily. Finally, end by reflecting on your own growth. Emphasize what you've learned or how you've grown. Memoir is as much about understanding as it is about recounting. Above all, trust your instincts. The stories that scare us often hold the greatest potential for healing and connection. Thanks for writing, Clara. So here's your writing prompt this week. Think back to a significant historical event that you witnessed in real time. Could have witnessed it on TV or heard it on the radio, but you were there at the time in some fashion. Write about something that moved you. Write down everything you can recall, the place, the people, the emotions. Don't worry about accuracy. Trust the emotional truth of your memory. Tell it as you remember it. If you need some help getting started, try answering these questions. Where were you exactly when it happened? Who was with you and how did they react? How did their reaction differ from your reaction? What do you remember most vividly about the moment? And how did witnessing this event impact your life afterward. If today's episode sparked a memory, don't let it fade, write it down. Well, that's it for today's episode. Thanks for joining me. If you're enjoying the podcast, don't forget to check out the Story Sparks newsletter. Each issue includes a link to the latest episode, the weekly writing prompt, and a printable scene builder worksheet to help you turn memories into stories. It's free, and it's a great way to keep your writing going between episodes. You can subscribe anytime at memoirclub.net. I'm Wayne Jordan, and I appreciate you spending a little time with me today. Until next time, keep telling the stories that only you can tell.